Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for today's strawberry letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live. That's for you, Jay. On the air, like we're doing this one right here, right now. Never know. It could be yours.
Could be. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject, it's time for a change. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a board-certified registered nurse, and I was raised in public housing by my aunt because my mother had me when she was 16. After I graduated from high school, I found out my aunt was sleeping with my boyfriend, so I beat her up and spent time in juvenile detention. From that point on, I was told that I wouldn't amount to anything. I beat the odds, and I got a nursing degree. I'm 30 years old, and I just bought my first house not far from where I grew up. All of my female friends from high school are still fighting over the same men and working two and three jobs to pay the bills. We still have house parties and go on vacations, but I usually pay most of the expenses when we plan anything. I have been dating the same guy for 10 years, and I'm really proud of the man he's become. I've been patient with him while he completes his degree, but I don't think he's taking classes right now. When I evaluate where I am and who I associate with, I get sad. At work, I'm a different person. I get to talk to the other shift nurses and doctors, and it's a different world than what I live and when I go home. My boyfriend loves to say, I'm different, and I talk proper when I'm at work. I am aware that I'm two different people, and I enjoy the progressive side of life more so than the one I grew up in. The more I hang with my girls on the weekend and we drink till 3 a.m., the more I know that I'm outgrowing them. I'm ready to walk away from everything that's familiar in my life, but I can't do this anymore. Am I being a sellout if I pull away from my friends? Am I supposed to keep waiting for my boyfriend to get himself all the way together? Is there a way to distance myself respectfully? Wow, if anyone needs a change in their life, I would say it would be you. And those of us who have lived and have some experience at life, we will definitely tell you that the one constant in life is change. And we can't avoid it because it's going to happen whether we want it to or not. And guess what? What you're feeling and what you're going through right now, that's a good thing. You distance yourself by trying new things, different things, and staying busy. That's how you do it respectfully. And you can say no. It's okay to say no if you don't want to do stuff with them like hanging out and drinking till 3 a.m. You know, that's not what you do anymore. Change means growth. And you already said that you are outgrowing them. You feel it. You see it. And that's okay. Trust me, you will not be the first one to get a new circle of friends. It's nothing wrong with that. You should accept and embrace it where it's taking you. This is your path now, your journey. You're on your journey. You're not a sellout. And don't let them try to make you think you're a sellout because you want to move up and move on and move differently. They just don't want you to outshine them, all right? That's where that hate would be coming from. You're 30 now. What is your man doing besides putting you down, talking about you talk proper and you're different now? You said he's not even in school taking classes, so you have no idea when or if he's going to finish. I say stop wasting your time. Go ahead and live your life. Please don't waste any more of your time with your hating friends. You have to pay for everything with them anyway. What is that about? That says to me that they're users letting you pay for everything. That's not right. So if they don't appreciate the change in you, that doesn't ignite like something in them to be better. I think there are plenty of other people out there that will. I just say, go on, live your life. Be great. Steve?
All right, the subject is it's time for a change. Let me say this about Shirley's response. Every single word Shirley Strawberry just said was 1,000% true. Period. There's no no getting around what she told you, nothing like this. But sometimes you have to hear it a different way. Now, what Shirley did was she told you exactly right. I hope you hear that. Because she told you almost in a way where your new, better, and more improved side could understand and take it in. So since Shirley has so eloquently done that for the new, improved, new you, I'm going to talk to you as the old you. So you can get both sides. You can pick which one. Now, I want you to understand, I'm going to say the exact same thing Shirley just said. But we're going to take the other route. Let's break the letter down. Here we go. I'm a board-certified registered nurse. I was raised in public housing by my aunt because my mother had me when she was 16. After I graduated from high school, I found out my aunt was sleeping with my boyfriend, so I beat her up and I had to spend time in juvenile detention. Okay, great. Let's break this down. Your mama had you early. You moved in with your aunt. Your aunt was, you know, tricky. You found out she slept with your boyfriend. You whooped your aunt ass.
Yep.
Did what happened?
That's about sums it up. Yep.
Now, you jumped on her real good because you got charges pressed. And now you done went down to juvie. Now, you were told that you would never amount to anything, and then you beat the odds. You got out. You rose above your circumstances. You did exactly that. You have a nursing degree. You're 30 years old, and you just bought your first house. Not far from where I grew up. That was the mistake. You bought your first house not far from where you grew up. That was your first mistake, because now it has kept you too close to your past. And I hate to tell y'all this, but the antics in the hood, you got to keep it real. The real antics should be, you got to keep it moving. I'll be back with why.
Yeah, hang on. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, it's time for a change. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, it's time for a change.
Young girl had a very, who's 30-year-old woman is writing this letter, had a very similar past to a lot of people. Her mother was young when she had her. That's not a problem or sin. You were raised by your aunt, and then you found out when you graduated from high school, your aunt was sleeping with your boyfriend. So you beat her ass. Then you had spent some time down in juvie, and from that point on, you was told you wouldn't amount to anything, and then you did what so many of us have done. You beat the odds. You got a nursing degree. You're 30 years old. You just bought your first house. Here's a problem. Not far from where I grew up, right around them very same people that said you would never amount to anything. All your female friends from high school are still fighting over the same men and working two and three jobs to pay the bills. All my female friends from high school are still fighting over the same men and working two, three jobs to pay the bills. I'm going to save my next statement. We still have house parties, go on vacations, but I usually pay most of the expenses when we plan anything. Shirley said it this way, you need a new group of friends. Why is your ass trying to hang on to something that is not providing a benefit to you? You know why? Because you are suffering from what so many people use as an emotion that has turned out to be the most useless emotion in the world, and it is called guilt. Stop suffering from guilt because it's a useless emotion. It serves nobody any purpose except the person who's applying the guilt. And the guilt is being applied by your friends. Since they can't afford to do nothing and you can, you got to pay for it. You need some new damn friends. Here we go. But I usually pay for most of the special. I have been dating the same guy for 10 years, and I'm really proud of the man he's become. I've been patient with him while he completes his degree, but I don't think he's taking classes right now. And when I elevate where I am and who I associate with, I get sad. You are now sad with where you've gotten yourself, because where you've gotten remains to stay too close to where you're from. Once again, the antics in the hood of you got to keep it real. The antics is really you got to keep it moving. So you have tried to stay true to your roots when your roots is sick. Your roots are poisoned. Your root is going to hinder and thwart the development of your growth as a plant. Because you're trying to stay true to your roots. Well, your roots ain't moving. They ain't in good soil. They ain't being fertilized or nothing. Now, you got the same guy for 10 years. You proud of the man he's become, but you don't think he in class right. You don't even know what he's doing. So now your association, if you continue to associate, remember the saying, association brings on participation? If you keep hanging with them, guess what? You keep doing what them is doing. So now you're throwing house parties and you're drinking. For what?
Till 3 a.m.
What's the benefit? At work, I'm a different person. I get to talk to the other shift nurses. Oh, you get to talk with people who are like-minded. Oh, okay. You can talk to other shift nurses and doctors, and it's a different world than when I live in when I go home. That's because you bought your home in the wrong place. You ain't got to keep it real. You got to keep it moving. And this is not an anti-hood statement, because all the great things in my life is from the hood. I couldn't stay there and elevate at the same time. So, number one, you need to think about that. My boyfriend loves to say I'm different and I talk proper when I'm at work. I'm aware that I'm two different people, and I enjoy the progressive side of my life more than one I grew up in. It's because it is time for you to grow up and to move on. Some people are in your life for a season. There are a lot of people in your life that are seasonal people. Everybody come with you, can't go with you. You got to stop trying to hang on to your past when it's thwarting your future. You can't keep hanging out with what you used to be when God has something clearly he wants you to be. But you have the power of choice, so hanging on to what you used to be is prohibiting you from fully reaching the potential of what you could be. I'm not ready to walk away from everything that's familiar in my life. Then cool, stay there. Thwart your growth. Continue not to grow. Go to house parties. Drink to 3 o'clock in the morning. Date a man that ain't moving forward, that's tripping on you because you different and you enjoy the difference, but you ain't ready to walk away from everything that's familiar with you. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you're going to fail.
Wow. That's true. Say that again.
If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Success is not in your comfort zone. It's on the other side.
Woo.
And if you want to be successful, you got to get out your comfort zone and prepare yourself to get uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Am I being a sellout if I pull out from my friend? Now, hell no, you ain't being a sellout. It's called moved out.
Yeah.
You ain't no sellout. You moved out. Am I supposed to keep waiting for my boyfriend to get himself all the way together? Is there a way to distance myself respectfully? No, the way you distance yourself respectfully is that you stop hanging with them. Stop. Lady, you know them nothing. They're going to say keep it real to you. They're going to say you a sellout. Or you can stay there and regret it the rest of your life, or you can go and move on and see what God has for you. You ain't finna be less black.
Post your comment on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.